Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
Oh, how are you doing?
Honestly, better than like the last couple weeks that we've checked in.
Good. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I feel like we both had really big weeks this week. You just opened a small business, which is so exciting.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about your business.
So the business itself has three facets. I really enjoy like plants and plant-based products. I'm really big on like DIYing. I like thrifting and just like secondhand stuff in general. And so I was looking for a way to like mix all of that stuff together. So I do, I have a little shop and I do, right now really small drops of household products in like thrifted vintage containers every 2 weeks, and then the 2 weeks in between those I have drops of plant clippings, so like rooted plants that are ready to be, you know, put in a pot and like grow up to be a big plant.
Yeah, we're just trying to extend a plant's life, kind of.
Yeah,
and just kind of reproduce other plants from a snippet of
right
another plant.
But I also want to be able to give the education on like how to make those products and how to like propagate your own plants and not have to buy clippings and things like that. So I also have a Patreon, which is like the main way to support the shop, because you can't always be like buying products and plants
right
every week. So the Patreon,
which
is
for
a really great way.
if anyone doesn't know what that is.
Oh yeah,
it's a subscription service basically. So anyone who has like a small business is able to have monthly subscriptions and different levels of subscriptions. And it's just a really cool way to like, instead, you know how like the companies, like huge companies have that subscription.
It's a way to invest in small businesses that you like, basically.
Right.
It's a way to be a monthly investor. And so my tiers are $3, $5, and $10. And so you get different, like you get more things with each level that you're at, basically.
Yeah.
So but yeah, it's really a really cute shop. My first drop of household items was today, and I sold out half of my stuff today, so I feel like that's pretty good.
Yay.
For the first
That's exciting.
So
for the first week being open, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
So I'm excited. Everybody was like really receptive to it, and I had like 13 followers when I like first was like, hey, I'm starting this page, I'll be active on it in a couple weeks, you know. And today I have like, I think 65 or 66 followers, which is like pretty good for just me talking
for
about it on
week?
My Instagram for a week.
Yeah That's crazy.
So
congratulations. I'm so excited to see
you.
Like where it goes, because I know you're gonna do a lot of like household DIY stuff, and I know I'm gonna snag a few when Preston and I get our own place. I'm going to be like, all right, let's go check Allison's shop.
Yeah, and then it's great because like you have if you are on the Patreon, you have like all the recipes for how to make all the things that I've made in my shop, and if you buy something from the shop, you can obviously like reuse that vintage container for something else. So it just makes those little things about your house a little more aesthetically pleasing. And then everything in the shop has a buy one, give one policy. So if you buy a Patreon subscription, it gives a Patreon subscription to somebody else, or access to the content on Patreon to somebody else. And then if you buy a plant clipping, I donate a plant clipping. If you buy a household product, I donate a household product. So that's another, like, cool thing about it. Since three people bought household products this week, I will be delivering three of them to a shelter on Monday. So I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. We love to see a community supporting queen.
Yes. So if you want to check that out, it's @PaganPlantMama on Instagram. That's @PAGA NPLANTMAMA. I don't think people realize how hard it is to spell out your Instagram tag if you've never done it before.
Yeah, it is. And I still get tripped up on This Is 20 Pod, our Instagram handle. Yeah. Well, congratulations. I am so pumped for you, and I'm so glad that the first week went really well.
Thank you so much.
I know you probably weren't planning on plugging in your Instagram, but I wanted to make sure we did.
Well, I appreciate that. And no, you're right. We did both have really big weeks, and I know that you can't say a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't talk about it, but yeah. Big things could be happening. Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can talk about it soon. Hopefully.
Yes. Oh, we hope so. And, you know, it's either going to be a long venting episode coming up, or it's going to be a long, exciting episode.
We'll do another Zoom and upload it to YouTube and have a little party or something. I'll get decorations from Dollar Tree and decorate my basement and pop champagne here on your behalf.
Yeah, and then today I just decided to take today to deep clean my apartment, mm-hmm. do laundry, and tomorrow I have all day to do social media stuff for our podcast account and also my personal account, because I feel I don't know what I'm doing on there, and mm-hmm. I really just want to sit down and be okay, these are my things.
What are my goals? Yeah.
Yeah, so because, you know, I'm not doing my MLM anymore, so I don't really have that to, talk about. And my feelings about, health and exercise has changed. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure I'm, giving the message that I want to, I guess, mm-hmm. and not, misconstrue my intentions.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like if... once you stop doing direct sales, I feel like people still question my intentions with, mm-hmm. What I'm posting.
Oh, yeah.
And, when I'm legit just trying to, talk about how proud I am about finishing a program, which is coming up because I just finished one, and I'm so proud about, my results, but I don't want people to think that I'm, hyping that up so that I can sell something to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to find that... This is a long ass rant that I didn't plan on doing, but I'm trying to find my message as far as health and wellness. So
yeah.
Anyways, I'm excited to figure that out tomorrow and work on just things I enjoy doing. So yeah,
I'm excited to hear how that goes tomorrow. Just those conversations you're going to have with yourself. 'Cause I think I'm in a similar place where I'm starting this new business, and it does have to do with a lot of the things that I was doing before when I was promoting my MLM that I was in,
right?
And now that I'm not really doing that anymore, it has been a weird thing on my personal page of what do I talk about, I don't know. So, and I know people still want to see that content from me, and so I'm kind of glad. Because it does take a lot out of you to produce that type of content. It's tiring.
Yeah. And there's a lot of pressure around it, which makes you feel like you only have – and we can probably do an episode about this mm-hmm. in the future. But, you feel like you only can talk about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have the freedom of talking about whatever you want, you're like, well, what do I want to talk about? What messages do I want to give? And, I still love the programs and I still love the products and everything that. So I do want to talk about it, but it's I don't want to have people think that I'm talking about it for another reason other than just sharing my love for it. So
mm-hmm.
anyways, yeah, we can probably do an episode about that. But
yeah, we should. And I think it's hard too, because you don't want to seem – I know neither one of us are trying to be an MLM – an anti-MLM or anti-MLM an MLM basher. Yeah. We're not trying to do that, not trying to – so I think for me it's how do I walk that line of being I'm not going to be – like doing this part of this anymore, but mm-hmm. I'm also not going to be bashing people that are, you know, like, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think
like people can do whatever they want. And like, walk. Yeah. Like I still have friends who are doing it and like,
same here.
I want the best for them and I don't want, you know, them to hate what they're doing and I want to support them. So mm-hmm. I don't want to become that like anti MLM hun who's like making YouTube videos about how terrible they are and like yeah. whatever. Yeah. But
so but at the same time you want to like share your experience. So
yeah, because there were definitely a lot of cons mm-hmm. that one day I do want to talk about on our podcast. Yeah. To just kind of give our experience with it and what we enjoyed, what we didn't enjoy. So mm-hmm. anyways,
yeah,
this is like we're 10 minutes into this episode. We're not talking about a topic.
Before we even got into this, we were like, this is going to be the easiest topic. We're only going to talk about this for like 10 or 15 minutes. Right. So this will just be the length of a normal episode now.
This is like part one of our episode and part two in a second.
I know. Oh, no. I think it's good because it's like new summer, new you, like new season, yeah, new time of year. Myself. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes. I mean, and that's the topic this week is this weird post-COVID summer that we're all about to navigate. So,
yes. So welcome to episode 17. I know you're like halfway in the episode now, but yeah. Welcome to the episode. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Our topic is post-COVID life, post-COVID summer, hot mm-hmm. girl summer, some may call it. Even if you're taken, you can still have a hot girl summer.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hot girl summer. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to do it. So, and what's awesome is the CDC, well, awesome, but not awesome. The CDC just announced that we can fully vaccinated people don't have to wear a mask, which is amazing, great, but people are going to ruin it for everyone, and we're going to have to go back, and we're going to have all the different variants spreading around, but let's enjoy it while we can, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I think I was telling, because Jason and I were talking about this last night, and I think this is, like, the first time in the pandemic that we have, like, different, I guess, like, not points of view. Like, we definitely each have our, like, own perspective, and I think that's, like, generally the same thing. But where we're disagreeing, not disagreeing, but just where we have different points of view on this topic. Hang on, my, like, desk chair is caught under my desk. Ugh. Okay. Sorry, everybody. I'm going to have to edit that out. But where we, like, vary in our opinion about it is that Jason's been working, like, service industry, interacting with customers every day mm-hmm. throughout the whole yeah. pandemic. And he's dealt with people, like, spitting at him at, like, the height of it.
Oh, my God.
He's dealt with a lot of aggression, like, from customers about just, like, asking them to put masks on. And so now those same customers are, like, coming into the restaurant being like, oh, interesting that I don't have to wear my mask now. And just, like, coming in with groups of, like, 15 people and, like, basically just, like, being jerks about it. And
the fuck?
So, yeah, we've just had different experiences. Because my experience in lockdown was I was working from home. I
right.
was pregnant and now have a baby. Like, even though we're partners and we live together, we had very different lockdown experiences when it comes to our jobs. And he was saying, right. like, it was up to people in the service industry to enforce these mask rules for the last, like, year. The health departments weren't doing it. The police departments weren't doing it. Like, it was people in businesses every day
yeah,
telling other people. And yeah. And so he was like, this burden got put on us as the minority group, and now we're the people that, like, you know, are getting the basically pushback when we're still wearing masks in our restaurant and, like, the customers don't have to anymore and they're, like, making fun of us for wearing our masks, essentially. And it's just, like, I don't know. So we've just had very different experiences where my point of view is kind of like, I got the vaccine to, like, protect myself. Jason got the vaccine to protect himself. Hopefully it helps in protecting ourselves, protecting other people. That's, like, where our family lands on it. But I also, like, I don't know. I'm kind of at the point now where I'm like, y'all who aren't can, like, pass whatever y'all want to each other back and forth. I don't know. That's – because if you genuinely don't feel like you want to have a procedure done to your body, like if you don't want to have something injected into your body, I don't want to force you to do that. And I'm not here to, like, be, like, the end-all, be-all judge of that. I did what I needed to do, what I felt I needed to do to protect myself and my family. And, like, the CDC, as far as I'm concerned, has kept us safe this long, me and my family safe this long by following their guidelines. And if their guideline now is that we don't need to wear the masks, then, like, when we feel comfortable not wearing them, we won't wear them, you know?
That is a very good point, because a lot, there's been so much misinformation everywhere this whole time. And I feel like if you've been following the guidelines up until this point, it's okay to continue to follow the guidelines, even if those guidelines are being lifted.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's kind of a guilt around releasing the...
We can't become a culture that's ashamed of showing our faces. Like, we just can't become, like, that because of this.
I feel,
you know,
like, because the CDC is saying, like, oh, it's okay if you're fully vaccinated to not wear masks, I feel like a lot of us are going to be holding a lot of guilt around not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And not and a really lot of, meaning to.
A lot of, that's what I was going to say, like, just unrecognized shame about, like, oh, I've been doing this thing for a year to, I feel, protect other people, and now I don't have to do it anymore. Like, what's my – and I think we're kind of all struggling with, like, for a year, I got to put on this mask and show that I cared about other people. And now I can't just put on this thing and be like, I care about your well-being.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, it's honestly, for me, when I wear a mask now, it's just so – people around me know I'm not against it.
Yeah.
And it's more, which is crazy to, like, think about a year ago, this conversation would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't want people thinking that I'm one of these irrational conspiracy theorists walking around spitting on everyone.
Literally.
So it's like a social... Yeah. construct now is masks or no mask. And so when the CDC says, oh, you don't have to wear a mask, it's like, really? Like, I don't know. For some reason, I don't feel okay about it.
Yeah.
I'm excited because it's like a sign that everything is kind of slowly going back to normal, as long as everyone doesn't ruin it for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways...
But there have been other countries that have been vaccinated or just have had immunity because they've done a really good job protecting their borders and not letting COVID into their countries. Like, I think that there are other countries that have had success showing, like, New Zealand, you know?
In Australia.
Yeah.
They're all living normal, and they have for a while now.
Yeah, but they were places that at one point they did have to wear masks, you know? And so, I don't know. I just feel like we were saying, if you're a person who's followed the guidelines up until now and they've kept you safe up until now, it's okay to relinquish the guilt of letting go of those guidelines now that the people who made them are saying it's appropriate to let go, you know?
Exactly. And if you still want to wear, like, you know, be more careful of, like, don't feel
saying,
don't feel dramatic, you know.
I'm still gonna buy cute masks for the fall and winter when it's cold as crap up here and Jason and I want to walk around outside, because genuinely I enjoyed having a mask on when it was 2 degrees outside, you know. It kept an entire half of my face warm.
It's also like, I haven't gotten a cold or anything, and it's like, honestly, during flu season, I feel like it should just be a thing.
And it is in a lot of places. And, like, that can be a personal decision that you make. Like, Jason and I were saying, anytime we have any sort of sniffle or anything, we're going to wear them now. Just because, like, it is an effective, like, we've seen it's an effective thing. I don't know. Our family thinks it's an effective thing.
I think it is, too. And, like, if you think about it, like, people from Asia have come here all the time wearing masks. And, like, before COVID, everyone thought it was such a crazy thing. And we all thought, like, oh, they think we're going to get them sick, blah, blah, blah. But they were protecting our asses the whole time. Like,
yeah.
They were trying not to spread anything from Asia over here. And so, I don't know. I just feel like it's an effective thing. And I'm kind of excited to see if it becomes a normal thing for us in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Jason and I are going to continue to do it just, you know, in the instances that we feel appropriate. But I think, like, he probably will wear his at work longer than I'll wear mine at work. Because, I mean, granted, I work from home primarily, but there are times when I have to interact with people. And I'll probably wear it for a couple more months to make sure that there's not, like, an initial breakout in our city. But I mean, probably come August or September, like, I probably won't wear it around my coworkers anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know. We just have to continue to, like, I saw one of my friends who has the opposite opinion of this than me and has for a while. She shared something saying that, like, I am, like, going to listen to your decision, trusting that you made the best one for your family. And, like, that's it. I'm not going to listen to your decision trying to, like, prove you wrong or trying to get you to, like, agree to my point of view or anything. I'm just going to listen coming from the standpoint of, like, I trust that you made the decision that's best for your family, and I'm happy for you that you did that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all that any of us can do, is just work off of our own intuitions and our own thoughts and feelings and what we believe to be true and right. And, like, that's it. And your intuition can be different than somebody else's, and it doesn't make yours wrong or the other person's wrong, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we asked our listeners last week about their what they're excited for the summer. So let's turn this conversation into more fun.
Yes, for the last few minutes.
To kind of end it out. I feel like it got a little, it got a little dark for a second.
I think we had to spend.
They're good points,
I think it's
though.
A very topical thing right now that the CDC did announce that this past week. And so I think it's good that we're addressing it. But I agree, I do want to make this more like
more
what we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa from Joy Drips Out Beauty said, rest, rearranging furniture, deep cleaning, hopefully resetting my mini office area. So that sounds really fun. I'm going to be definitely doing some office area work down here because it's a disaster. So I'm going to be doing that this summer for sure. Relatable. Jesslyn, which is X Jesslyn X, said more outdoor activities like pool, lake, parks, which
yay.
Agree. Yeah, I definitely agree with that one. I want to find like a So Jason and I actually, this is really random, live kind of near a water park, and we realized that the season passes to the water park would be the same as joining a community pool near us. And so I was like, why don't we just get passes to the water park?
That'd be so
fun. So we'll see if we end up doing that or not. And then Tati, which is Tati Leon on Instagram, said, I look forward to going down to Florida to visit family, and I also look forward to visiting a beach here in North Carolina for the first time. Ooh, I haven't spent a lot of time in North Carolina, but I really would like to.
It's pretty fun. My we used to go all the time when my stepdad was stationed there. A long time ago. So we used to, like, do horseback riding and stuff over there. So It is a fun place, but I also haven't gone since I was like a child.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. If you could go one place this summer that you've been before, where would it be?
Italy.
Well, of course.
I mean, duh. I mean, do I have the finances? No, but like, I would love, if I could, I would.
If you could go to one, like, place in the United States, where would it be?
Okay.
These are just two separate questions.
definitely Texas, because my family's there.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my answer.
You're like, that's my final answer. I would probably, we are hopefully going to be going to Georgia in June, pending Jason's work schedule and situation. So hopefully I'll be there in June.
Yes. I do hope so, because we need to take some pictures for the podcast.
I know, we do. I told Jason, I was like, I need to, like, fly down there just to do podcast stuff with Val,
We should get a photographer to take, like, do a little photo shoot. That would be fun.
That would be really fun. If you're listening to this and you are a photographer or know a photographer in the Atlanta or Nashville area who's not a scammer...
Too soon, Allison.
Call back to episode 13. No, but if you are a photographer and a listener in either of those areas, let us know, because I would definitely meet you in nasty Nashville.
Sure. To do that. Yeah, let's do it. Have a girls' trip. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we could record an episode. That would be great. Well, dang, that would be my final answer, honestly, for what state would I go to.
All right, we're going to nasty Nashville, and we're going to, you know, fuck some shit up there. So
yes. My real answer, though, would probably be Arizona, because I want to go back to the Grand Canyon so bad.
Oh, that's fun. I've been there
one time, and I did not think it would be a big deal, but it was like, I don't even know how to describe. It's like just surreal. Such a crazy thing. Experience. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
It's one of those things that you're like, how does something like this exist? I'm sure there were things like that in Italy that you were like, what?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Just insane.
But yeah, and then I think I'm just like genuinely looking forward to, since we have a yard now, I'm looking forward to like doing some landscaping in the yard and growing some plants outside this summer. So I don't know. I think I'm just excited to be like, do some things at home by choice and not by force this summer.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm looking forward to any little tiny vacation bits of time that I get, because I'm sure they'll be like small and random, but I'll take them however they come, you know?
Yeah, I do plan on going to Texas at some point. We are going to Florida. I'm going with my roommate's family. So we're going down to Florida for like a whole week, which is just so exciting, because I'm going to get so tan.
Yes, girl. You know,
drink some drinks, eat some crab legs, enjoy life.
Ooh. yes.
So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I think those are pretty much the two like trips I have planned.
Yeah. I'm hoping that Jason and I can squeeze in a beach trip, because I just love babies at the beach. And if we don't...
Oh, they're so cute with the little bucket hats.
Yeah. So I think we're going to... I think we're going to try to go like towards the end of the summer, when people are like kind of starting to go back to school and like, you know, I don't know. She'll probably be almost a year at that point, but still a baby. It's fine. And then, yeah, we're going, like I said, going to Georgia hopefully in June. So I don't know. I'm just excited to not be in fear for my life this summer. How about you?
Me too. What a feeling. What a feeling.
I'm
also excited. I'm also excited for concerts to start back.
Yes.
Up.
At Harry Styles, this message is for you.
Guess who's going to see him in October? And now I have a more confident. I know last time we talked about it, I was like, oh my God, it's going to get canceled.
Yeah, update everybody.
I am more confident that it's not going to get canceled.
Yeah.
Also, that very exciting thing we were talking about earlier in this episode, mm-hmm. I realized if said exciting thing happened, mm-hmm. I would be one step closer
to meeting
Mr. Harry fucking Styles. So if that doesn't tell you how exciting this exciting thing is...
I wish that the listeners could see my face right now. I have a lot of going through my brain.
What the hell? Okay. You know how everyone always says you are like seven people away from Harry Styles? I will be one person away from him if this exciting thing happens. Yeah. One person. One.
One because very nice person.
These people... with this exciting thing, have talked to him before. Okay.
Multiple times, I think, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Because they talked to him. They talked to him when he was, like, in One Direction.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, so that's exciting.
Very exciting. All I keep thinking about is, like, that TikTok sound that's like, my heart was going pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And I will do a whole episode on my steps to meeting Harry Styles if this exciting thing happens. But, you know, that's in the future. Yeah. So, okay. That's what I'm excited for is the concert in October. Let's go shift the focus back. Concert in October, very excited. Ariana Grande released an album. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift released two albums. So if these people don't start putting out concert dates pretty soon.
I know.
Also, Niall Horan released an album, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. before he couldn't go on tour. So
I know.
I'm so excited. And TV's coming back. Money.
Like, things are coming back, people. Even if you don't want to go to any concerts, don't want to take any vacations, TV shows are coming back. Like, just things in
Marvel
general.
Marvel movies. There's a lot of Marvel movies coming out. Mm-hmm. And we can go to the theaters again.
Mm-hmm. Games. Like, Jason said there's some video games that have been, like, stalled in production that are going to be coming out soon.
You guys, it is just so exciting. So
lots to look forward to in post-COVID summer. Here we
100%,
go.
100%. 100%. So,
well,
weddings won't be canceled anymore. And
I know. I just don't. I know that that's, like, a whole – I just don't know that I'll ever be able to, like, do a topic like that, like COVID grief, like things that – COVID took from people. Like, that's just so hard for me because it doesn't like it ranges so many things, like obviously losing people but also, like, there are people who lost members of their family to, like, QAnon because, like, you know, their family member was like, I don't want to associate with you anymore because of what you believe. Yeah. Or
and there's friends. A lot of people have lost friends. And
And there's, like, people that, again, lost, that are grieving, like, events they thought they were going to have. Like, I know it's not a wedding, but Jason and I thought we'd get to have a baby shower with, like, friends and family. I thought my parents would get to be here when my daughter was born. Like, there are just a lot of things, you know. Yeah. I don't know that we'll ever be able to do an episode like that, but I'm glad that we, like, addressed the stuff that we did in the beginning and then kind of, like, got more lighthearted.
Got happy. So now we're ending this episode very excited about the future.
Yeah.
I hope everyone listening can at least feel a sense of, like, the light is, you can see the light. Mm-hmm. Things are starting to look up very slowly, very surely, but
as our queen Ariana Grande would say, the light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole.
The darkness stole. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, but next week we're gonna have a very exciting episode for you. I'm gonna let you say whatever you do or don't want to say about it, but
let me just say, if you like hearing my voice, you're gonna be hearing a lot of it. If you don't, I'm sorry. Skip next episode.
Oh my gosh, I don't think that's even possible. How could you listen to our podcast this long being annoyed by one of our voices?
I mean, fair point, fair point. So that's all the hint that I'm going to give. And we do have a question to kind of give you guys even more hint about what I'm going to be speaking of. So the question of the week is how you feel about social media. So some people have a toxic relationship with social media. Some people don't. So our question is, how do you feel about it? What's your relationship? And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And I'll definitely be answering that question because I feel like I have a big answer for what I feel like my relationship is with social media.
Yeah, mine's a little complicated, but I, you know, me and social media, we're going to therapy. We're going to couples therapy.
We always come back together, you know?
Yes. We had a little argument, you know, got in a little fight, but we are building our relationship back up. And so, yeah, amen. I'll be commenting as well.
Well, I love that. If you want to look out for my comment, I will be at Allison R. Carpenter on Instagram. That's at AllisonRCarpenter.
And then you can ask me about this exciting thing in my DMs, and maybe I'll spill a secret to you, at val.burns, that is at val.byrnes. And you can also go comment your answer to this question at This Is 20 Pod. That is at THISISTWENTYPOD. Yes, I spelled it right.
It's harder than you think it's going to be,
it is.
Guys. Just
it is.
Try to
do
it.
There's a lot of T's and I's and S's. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
It sounds cute, but it's a lot to spell out.
Right, yeah. So, okay, well, anyways, I am so excited for next week's episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Take your masks off.
I know.
Alexa, play mask off.
Right? Oh, gosh, we just set off everybody's Alexas. So sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man. I don't have one in my room, so that's why I'm able to say it. Thank you for listening. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to This Is 20-something. We have new episodes every week, and they are available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to show your support for this podcast, head to anchor.fm/thisis20pod and press the support icon. You can follow us on Instagram at thisis20pod. And if you really love us, you'll find the nearest iPhone user and have them give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. That is where 80 to 90% of listeners in the market find new podcasts. So leaving us as many reviews and ratings as you can really does help us spread the word. See you next week.